Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Very happy to have Jason Isbell, who is a former member of the Drive-By Truckers, with us today. He launched a solo career in 2007 and is joined today by his band, The 400 Unit. His latest album is called Here We Rest, which, as we will learn, is the state motto of Alabama, his home state. In fact, Here We Rest has a lot of songs inspired by Jason's return to Alabama. We start off with an in-studio performance of Go It Alone.
We'll be right back.
That is Go It Alone, one of the new songs from our guest today. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit are in the studio. They have a new album called Here We Rest. And Jason, good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having us.
And this album, it seems to me, the whole genesis of this record is some time you spent uncharacteristically off the road.
Yeah, we were home a lot last year, more than I've personally been home in probably 10 years.
Now, what's it like for somebody who's been living on the road to actually reconnect, you know?
It's great for a little while. It's great while you're still exhausted and you need to wash clothes and rest and all that kind of stuff. But once all that wears off and you realize that you're right back where you started for a little while, it can be a little frustrating.
And did you plan to use that time to write songs or what happened?
You know, I write a lot throughout the year, but I knew we were going to make a record starting in the summer of last year. So I really, when I had the deadline there, I tried to make the best use of my time possible. It takes a deadline to get me particularly motivated.
Now, where are you living? You live in Florence or?
I'm in Sheffield. Just right outside Muscle Shoals.
Oh, okay. So you're, and what was going on with people there? Because there are songs on here, you know, people are having some hard times, and not that that's unusual in your writing, but
it seems to be a pretty down time for a lot of folks there. There's a lot of good music that's coming out of there right now. A lot of people are actually, I think, using some of that to inspire and motivate them. But most people you see on a daily basis when you're there, when you're in the thick of it, aren't really having the best time. And it's hard for those folks, I think, to sympathize and to find sympathy because the people on the stool next to them are having a worse day than they are. And that sort of goes all the way around the bar. And it's you know, it makes for a lot of inspiration for writing songs, but certainly you don't want it to last any longer than it absolutely has to, because people feel like, I think, they're out of control of their own personal lives, and they start getting more violent and more aggressive and just more depressed in general.
Yeah, which, could cause all kinds of different problems. Now, the title of the album, Here We Rest, explain that, because if you're not from Alabama, you may not know what that comes from.
Yeah, that was the state motto for a little while. And then after the Civil War and Reconstruction, I guess that became the state motto. So I think it was done away with for a little bit more of an aggressive, you know, we have a bunch of guns and we're willing to use them, I think, is the official state motto right now. But at that point, it was a rebuilding time, or it was supposed to be a rebuilding time. It took a lot longer than it was supposed to get back to normal. But that was originally the motto.
It's in other words, we're not going anywhere.
No, yeah. We're just going to hang out here, and we're going to take a little nap, and we'll be back in a little while.
You're right. Not the most aggressive.
Not great, no. I like it, but, you know, I can see how Jefferson Davis's grandkids wouldn't have been.
No. Wouldn't necessarily. Now, wait a minute. Do I have this wrong? I thought I was reading something that indicated that your place is there's like a bar in the building?
Yes, there is. There's a bar in the building. There's Jimbo in the building. We're all in the same building there. And that's not court ordered. Well, Jimbo living close to me is court ordered, but that was a weird trial. But yeah, the bar, we just lucked out, and there's a bar downstairs. So I just tie a rope from the last stool all the way up to my bedpost and pull myself up every night.
And it's probably your stool anyway, so no, yeah. Nobody would come. Well, there's a bunch of songs on this album I really love, and I wonder if you could do some of them. One of them is this song called Codeine, which anything about how this one came together?
You know, it was one of those that came out all at once. It took about the same amount of time to conceive it as it did to write it down. And I woke up, I'd been up really late having a really rough night, and I woke up at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and the song was there. And I knew if I rolled over and went back to sleep that it would go away, because that's what they do. So I got up and drank a pot of coffee and wrote it. And really, you know, it's been stuck in my head ever since. I don't know how to manufacture something that's catchy, but if it just gets in there and gets stuck and turns into one of those earworms, then it's going to be there.
Well, it's definitely one for me. If you could do that one.
Sure, yeah.
It's called Codeine.
One, two. One, two.
this bar and this cover band.
Taking her in.
That is Codeine, another one of the new tunes from Here We Rest, the new album from our guest today, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. And that is so specific, Jason, about that cover band in the beginning of that song. Was there an occasion where that happened?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. It wasn't that song. I figured maybe
it didn't rhyme.
Well, and if I changed the name of the song, then the band wouldn't know exactly who I was talking about. But it was a Hendrix tune. I'll give them that much, and they need to work on it a little bit wherever they may be tonight.
Now, have you added to the things that you can't stand over the years that you could like do a sequel to that? Or
I could probably, but I would rather do things that I like for the sequel. Hopefully, there'll be more things that I like after we make another record. Mm-hmm.
You'll be doing your cover of "These Are a Few of My Favorite Things."
Yeah,
something like that. But speaking of covers, I mean, this band does. You've done a few over the years.
Yeah, we do. We try to do some that not everybody covers, and some that we feel like we can add something a little bit different to. And then stuff that's just fun.
Yeah.
And I write a lot of sad songs, a lot of waltzes, and you know, I think it's nice sometimes to throw in a big rock and roll tune that people don't expect.
Definitely. We don't always talk instruments, but the guitar you played on that, this really nice fuzzy tone on this hollow body.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It's an old Harmony prep from about 27 or 28, I think. It's an old one. And my uncle found this at a flea market in Birmingham, Alabama, and bought it and gave it to me for Christmas. And then I sent it to a fella to have it worked on, and it's... I don't know if it's as good as new. I think it's probably better than new, honestly. But I played it a lot on a whole lot of stuff over the last couple of years.
It sounds great. I mean, you know, obviously a guitarist and everything, but you play it really well. Sounds good.
Well, thank you.
The album begins with a song called Alabama Pines, which is one of your best, a great song about
Thanks.
A guy who's kind of lost. And is this part of what you were observing when you were at home?
Definitely, yeah. This one... I mean, it's a little personal. They're all a little personal. I'm going to find my way into all of them. But it is a character piece about somebody who's really been away from home too long and gotten in over his head and just wants help and is asking for help and resignation, I guess. But yeah, it's part of stories that I heard. I kind of mixed a few stories together and came up with this guy.
Cool. This is Alabama Pines.
Well, I moved into this room, if you could call it that, a week ago. I never do what I'm supposed to do. I don't even know my name anymore. No one calls it out, it kind of vanishes away. And I can't get to sleep at night, the parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years, probably never made a single person cold. I can't say the same for me, I've done it many times. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. You can't drive through Talladega on a weekend in October. Just head up north to Jacksonville, cut around and over, watch a speed in Bowling Springs. You ain't got a thing. They'll get you every time. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Take me home through those Alabama pines. Sunday afternoon, and I needed that damn woman like a dream needs gasoline. And I tried to be some ancient kind of man, one that's never seen beauty in the world. But I tried to chase
That is Alabama Pines, another one of the new ones from our guest today, Jason Isbell, and the 400 unit. They should not go nameless. Who's in the unit?
All right. On guitar, from Florence, Alabama, Broen Lawler. And from Tuscumbia, Alabama, on the drums, Chad Gamble. From Sheffield, Alabama, Jimbo Hart on the bass guitar. And on the keyboard, from Baltimore, Maryland, Derry DeBorja. And everybody sings harmony. Derry plays accordion, and Jimbo does some tap dancing.
So, I never asked you, what were you like in high school?
I don't know.
Were you the jock contingent, the non-jock contingent?
I was non-jock. I played baseball up until my later high school years, and then guitar took over, and music and rock and roll bands and stuff. But, no, I was in the band. I played the trumpet and the French horn, and I made really good grades and didn't hang out with girls too much because they were kind of scared of me, and yeah, I didn't sit by myself in the lunchroom, but there weren't all that many of us.
You, one of your best known songs is one you wrote with the Truckers, a song called Outfit, which has a dad in it.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if he resembles your dad and what your dad thinks about what you're doing.
Yeah, that was definitely my dad. You know, I remember when I first went on the road, he gave me a whole lot of advice, but it was all fairly open-ended stuff. You know, it wasn't like he was very supportive, I'll put it that way. You know, he wanted to make sure I had my priorities in order, I think. And he was always kind of up until a certain point, up until a few years ago, he thought that I should really try to continue my education and try to have something to fall back on, so to speak. And one morning he was on his way to work and he was listening to demos that I'd given him from my first solo record. And he pulled over on the side of the road and called me. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. He knew not to call me at 8 o'clock in the morning, but he did it anyway. And he said, "Son, you know, I'm thinking, and what I've said all your life about having something to fall back on, I just wouldn't mess with that anymore. I'll just go ahead and forget about that and go ahead and do what you're doing. And, you know, just make sure I can come to a show every once in a while." And he still does come out and raise his hell with us and everything. He's a good one.
Wow, how great to hear that.
That was probably my highest point, really, honestly. That did the trick right there.
Yeah, that's great. Jason Isbell, thank you so much.
Thank you so very much for having us. We had a great time.
And, of course, the 400 unit. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.